Start your day the Torah way, Northwest London, Wednesday, 24th of Cheshvan, 8th of November. Rabbi Shmuel Kaufman Shlita, Melocha on Shabbos through a cotton. This week Torah was sponsored by Schus Hashvun, Bimilchamo, Sheyachsu, Levotayim, Lesholim, Bimheiro, Fleschus, Refuah, Shleim, Shal Yosef, Durban, Chayla, Neira Yoe, Sheyeskel, Refuah, Shleimo, Bukoru, Besuch, Shor, Chule, Yisrael.
The halacha, like to thought on the parasha. Everyone knows that Avraham Avinu, Asar Nisyelis Nisnas Avraham Avinu, the Omad Bekulam, the Dia Kamachi Bosai. So the most Rishayin learn that the last of the 10 Nisyelis was the Akedah, that was the biggest Nisayin, and the Ati Adati, Kirela Kim Atav Lechasachtas Binchas Yechidechu Mimeni, that was the highest level of the Nisyonis. However, Rabbi Yehuda also says that, but he says, he brings down Rabbi Yehuda in Ovis Perkei, brings down Asar Nisyonis Shisnas Avraham Avinu. He says number 9 was the Akedah, and he brings down the Tshia Akedah Yitzchak, Ati Yedat Kriya Lekim Ato. He says, Yerashmain Gdoilu Mikola Mitzvahs. The biggest nisayin of all the nisayin is shelokach bnoi la'alois la'olam. That's number 9. So number 10 is ha'asiri, is this week's parasha. Kvura sora, Shmuel told him, kum is halach boraz la'olkol erach, but you can have all the Eretz Yisrael, and he had to buy the kesef moly. So below here, he didn't have any sort of any hirurim machshavas of why is Rabbi Shem doing this to me? So the question is, if he's already been through the biggest nisayin, the Akedah is the biggest nisayin, and that is Ati Adat Krelkin, and Rabbi himself says that was the biggest nisayin, why does he still need more nisayin afterwards? Also about the buying of the kever for Sarai Meinu.
It wasn't one of his
Rabbein Yonah says it was one. That's reading out Rabbein Yonah. He brings out the 10, that most Rishon, you're right, most Rishon learned that the Akedah was the last one. But Rabbein Yonah knows that the 9th one was the Akedah. Number 10, he says, Asiri is Kvura Sora. There's one after that.
What was the Nisoy? You want to buy, you pay.
Yeah, Baruch Shmuel promised him.
The amount of money he had to pay, but it was no necessary to buy a house.
Yeah, Baruch Shmuel promised him Eretz
Yisrael. Baruch Shmuel gave him the whole of Eretz Yisrael, so he was buying his own land.
Yeah, he was paying for it. Why? It's his. He had to pay for it because of money. That's Rabbi Yehuda the Rishon.
It's stitched up, not in the soil.
No, but he didn't have any sort of thoughts about the reversion. Why is he doing it to me? No, he didn't. He accepted it as a thing, which is how that's how it should be. So I'd say two thoughts. First of all, I thought there's Yodua in Birkas HaChodesh. We say Chaim Sheish Bem Yira Shemayim Yira Chet, Chaim Sheim Bem Busha Chliwa, Chaim Sheil Oisha Vechovoid, Chaim Sheish. Since we have the Chovetz Chaim asked, why do we say Yerushalayim? We say Chaim shel Yerushalayim Yerushchit. Then again, we say Chaim shteibon avaster Yerushalayim. What's the twice of Yerushalayim? So he says. So Chovetz Chaim says after Chaim shel Oishav Chovet, you need another bakosha for Yerushalayim. This Yerushalayim, not doing avayas, not doing everything. When it comes to money, financial issues, we need another bakosha, and we shouldn't fall into the nisyonis of mamonos. So maybe that's the same idea over here also. One that here he's been through the nisyon of everything. That kedu is most enoughish for his. He was given over his child to the oilam, but still, when it comes to money, when it comes to these things, a person still has to go through another nisayin. So the extra nisayin by Mominus, and that was over here, they didn't have to buy, he didn't have any hirurim against HaKadosh Baruch Hu, why'd they have to buy it? It's mine. So the person should know that even after he's been through everything, there's still what to work on. When it comes to Mominus, a person can fall in still. That's one thought. The other thought I thought is, Avraham Avinu has been through 9th nisayin, he's been in the nisayin of the Akedah. Akedah was the biggest nisayin, he was makrib bnoi. That's where you find all through the generations that people were moise nefesh for Yiddishkeit. So one of the Mefarshim say, but no, you don't find anywhere that somebody was Moser Nefesh's child. That was an Issoy, which is not, we don't find it in other places. And that was, and Avraham Avinu was Moser Nefesh Bnoi. So a person's been through that, he feels, oh, now Shalom Ola Nafshi Bikish Yaakov Lekish Leshalva. Avraham Avinu could have thought that now, well, I've been through this, I deserve Efshet to have an easier life now. No, a quote is no. A person's life is full of nisyonis. Even after you've been through everything, after everything you've been through, still no. There's never a man which is yeklesh v'shalvo. Never. He said even after you've been through all the nisyonis, a quote said no. You still got your life is still one nisyon. You got still nisyon of moments and other things, but a person should know that he's never finished until zibulu basraisa.
Huh? Yoni
is schwer because
Ephraim
wanted to give it to him for free and he insisted to pay. Not only, it belongs to Ephraim. Ephraim
wants to give it for free
and
he insisted to pay.
Yeah, okay. but this is, I'm just reading out Rabbeinu Yonah. He's. Huh?
It's a question.
Okay, that's a dvar. I want to speak about an issue which is very, very common. Let's say the mother, she's ready litten hadlokas neir Shabbos. She's ready litten Shabbos. Everyone knows when a woman lights neir Shabbos, she has to be mekabel Shabbos. She can't do any melachas anymore. She suddenly forgets. She hasn't put on this light. She hasn't put the hot plate. She hasn't done something. What should she do now? So now, it's Shabbos. The Shabbos, can she tell somebody else to do a melacha for her? Right, so to tell somebody else, to tell the husband or somebody else, that's poshut. That's mefurish halacha. So halacha is that you can tell somebody who's mekabel Shabbos is allowed to tell somebody who's not being mekabel Shabbos to do a melacha for them. So for shulchan aruch shabbos gimel, somebody who's mekabel Shabbos hasn't got a problem of telling somebody else to do the melacha for them. However, the shaila is now by whether you're allowed to tell a child to do it. Is a mother allowed to tell a small child to do a melacha for after she's mekabel Shabbos? So the first thing, why should cotton be worse than godl? If you can tell somebody else, you can tell your husband, tell somebody else to do it. Why shouldn't you be able to tell your small child to do a melacha for you? You know, nowadays, the children they're the ones you use to use the kulis. But I want to bring out a nekuda, which be'etzem, that there is a big, big tzad to say, it's a machlokes apoyski, I'm not going to say it's not machlokes, that it could be that telling her, even though you can tell somebody else to do loch for you, after Kalashat Mekalabal Shabbos, but to tell a child might be a problem. Oh, why? What's that? Now, so you have to know, what is the issa of doing a melocha through a cotton on Shabbos?
Chinuch?
It's the Raisa. Oh, well, I'm talking about the Raisa now, not Chinuch. There's two reasons to ask her. There's one, first of all, there's a halacha that you're not allowed to be machil cotton. You're not allowed to be machil nevela, you're not allowed to be machil issa. So the same thing also, the churba Shabbos, there's an issa of kolatera kula, of an issa of, it's called sphere. Sphere biodaim. Sphere biodaim is lav dafka putting the thing that is into his mouth. Who adin, if you give him the, you tell him to do something which is osa, is also bichlal sphere bisa. It's not zicha lechayr by Shabbos also, on Shabbos to tell a cotton to do issa for you, even not for you, maybe it might be issa als sphere biodaim. That's one issa. That's the issa of kol haterikula. However, by Shabbos, there's an extra issa. There's an issa. Says it's called Shvisas Bnoi. It's a pasuk in the Torah. It says Lisas Chamlocho Ato Yonarat Melachos Uvincha Uvitecha Avdecha VaMoscha VaEmtecha. You're not allowed to do melachos. Not you, not your children, not your avodim, not your behemoths. V'Gerach Hashem B'Shurecha. So Rashi brings down. It's a Gemara in Shabbos. Ato Uvincha Uvitecha Elu Ktanim Oyen Elu Gdoilim Matarek VaMusarinim Loibo Elu Lahazi Gdoilim Al Shvisa Ktanim. That means that the gdolim, the parents, mitzvah that the cotton shouldn't do any melachas. V'zeu sheshoninu, cotton shebol achabois. If a cotton wants to put out the fire, if there's a fire light, and he wants to put out the fire, the ein shemilo, you don't let him do it. Shvisaso yalecho. It's halacha that there's a din of shvisas bnoi bitoi ato vincho vitecho.
It's your child, but not someone else's child.
That's a good child. The Pashas, yeah, there is an Orach and Yavamas about it, but Pashas is only your own child. Yeah, but it's Shvisas Benoi. Bincho Vitecho. But if I remember, there's an Orach and Yavamas that speaks about somebody else's child, whether there's the Issa of Shvisas Benoi. I'll call upon, but if it would be the Issa of Sphere, the Zichas, it's no difference. But in the din of Shvisas Benoi, Pashas, right, Pashas, your own child, right? So that's the din of it's not stamp, it's only you're not allowed to get a child to do a melacha for you. It's for himself, you're allowed to let him. Also, din of shvisas benoi, the Gemara says it's only if he does it al das oviv. If he does the melacha, he's putting out the fire for the father, then there's an issa of shvisas benoi. If he's doing it for himself, there's no issa of shvisas benoi. Al koponim, there's an issa of, besides for the normal issa of kolat erikula, of sphir be surim, they're not allowed to give a cotton to do an issa. By Shabbos is a new issa, that you're not allowed to let a cotton do a melacha for you. Al sadin of shvisas benoi.
Just ask you, what was that word? You say sphir?
Oh, sphir be surim.
Sphir.
Safino le. Samach.
Samach.
Samach pe yud yud hei. Safino. Safino. The Gemara means it's Safino.
What is the meaning of that?
Safino means giving him.
To give him.
To give him. It's
Loshna Rami.
I think so. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Al Kaponim. So that's the new Issa of Shabbos. Lahazik Doilim al Aktani. There's the Issa of Shvisas Bnoi. Leisasim Kamloch Atov in Chavitecho. Right. Now, there's besides of Bonim, there's other Issurim also. There's Issa the Pasuk. Ato ubin chavitecho avdecho v'amoso v'emtecho. You're not allowed to do, also by Shabbos, there's a special Issa of Shvisas Behema. Not only you're not allowed to do melacha yourself, you're not allowed to let your behemas do melachas for you. So, sugyas in Shabbos, that there's the Issa of Shvisas Behema, but Ger Hashem Shrech, also we'll see in a minute what Ger Hashem Shrech, a component, there's also Issa of Shvisas Behema. Now, there's a big shaila. What is the reason of Issa of Shvisas Behema? We'll see, maybe we'll go over to Shvisas Behema, the same thing, but what is the reason behind the Issa of Shvisas Behema? One pshat is that why should the Torah want the behemoths not to do melachos on Shabbos? Why not? What's wrong? So there's one pshat that says, yeah, the Torah wants, like you, it's a Yom Menucha for us, so Akshvach wants it to be a Yom Menucha for all the Briyas, for the behemoths also. That's one side. And the Smech says, she's angu mikdushas haShabbos. They should also have some Menucha should have also a nor from Kedushas haShabbos. The other tzad is, which is Betzim, which you're going to bring out, that's not the gedda. The gedda is, pshat is, the Torah says, don't do your melachas, and the Torah says, don't do melachas not by on your own, and not through your possessions, not through your behemoths. It's on the person not to do melachas with his behemoths. The two tzadim, a chakira, the is of shvisas behemoth, is it pshat because the Torah doesn't want the behemoth to do melacha? Well, no. The Torah doesn't mind the behemoth doing a melacha. Avadi, you're allowed to let the behemoth do eat in it, even though it's doing koitz, you're allowed to. In other words, the Torah doesn't want you to do your melachas, not only doing it, but on your own, not to do it also, to use your behemoths to do the melachas. It's issa on the person to use the behemoths to do melacha. Oh, it's two good stadim, and there's a big nafkaminis like about that. I'll tell you two nafkaminis. One nafkaminis is a big machloikas. Poiskim, Machreinim, the Mekor Chaim. What there's a halacha that Shnaim she'osu. If two people do a melacha together and it's Zeh Yochel and Zeh Yochel, it's no Yisra Deraisa, right? So now are you allowed to do a melacha with two behemoths? Two people do together melacha. There's a din Shnaim she'osu is a potter and there's a kol shebe gufa a potter. But also be bent muta. Are you allowed to do a melacha through two behemoths? Means you get you've got something to a masay on two chamoyrim. You put them on both of them together. Will that be a heta of shneim she'asu or not? So the achrayim speak out. They say on this chakira. if the ism is mitzad the behema, the behema is not allowed to do melacha, then it's tzela. Is the behema doing a melacha on its own or not? If the behema is not doing it on its own, it's doing it together with somebody else, like by people in shnayim shasu, by behema shnayim shasu. However, if the ism is the actual person, so that he's not allowed to do his melacha, he's not allowed to use his behema to do melacha, so they say there's no nafkamina if it's one behemoth or two behemoths. It's me. I'm not allowed to do my loch of my behemoths. If it's a loch for me, if it's done through my behemoths, there's no nafkamina if it's one behemoth, if it's two behemoths. Because that might be a nafkamina between the two that studied. If the ism is mitzad the behemoth, if he only does half a melacha, it's not called a melacha. If the ism melacha is mitzad the person is doing a melacha with his behemoths, there's no nafkamina if it's one behemoth or two behemoths. I'm doing a melacha with my behemoths, that is the issa.
But he's doing the melacha with the behemoths in an oifen that he would have been potter if he was doing it.
Yeah, but he is.
If he was doing it with someone else, he'd be potter.
But if he would be doing whatever his behemoth is doing.
If he's got two behemoths, then it shouldn't be worse.
But however, he's using the melacha is done for him.
Yes.
The whole melacha.
Yes.
And he's used two behemoths for it. But he's done something which is also for him, but he's using two behemoths for it. It's not sort of.
But the oifen of doing it is an oifen aheta. No.
Not really, the Gabbahim it's not. He's doing the whole melacha, Betson.
Okay.
He's doing the whole melacha with the behemoths. Yeah, that's one nafkamina. Another nafkamina is, and it's a big shaila also, are you allowed to do a melacha through a behemoth on Yom Tov, L'tzorech Eichon Nefesh? Yeah? So it's, I think if it's a machleg, it's gone, Mogen Avraham. If the pshat is, Betson, that the behemoth is not allowed to do melacha. So you find the person is allowed to do melacha for his eichel nefesh. Of a behemoth, you don't find the Torah says a behemoth is allowed to do melacha for tzorech. In fact, it's not the tzorech nefesh for him. However, if the pshat is that be'etzem, the heter, the din of mshvises behemtoi, is a din that I'm not allowed to do my melachas through my behemoths. I'm not allowed to do it myself, I'm not allowed to do through my behemoths. This is a kolsh game. If I'm allowed to do a melacha by myself, לצורך איכל נפש, עבד המלאך דו על ידי בהבהמס. למעשה, זה ביג מחלוק ספויסקים, whether it's שוויסס בהמס, there's a head for צורך איכל נפש. Just bring out the studying, what the two studying are, because it's very mistaver. If the pshat is that בעצם, I'm not allowed to do melacha, the Torah says, not only don't do it yourself, not do it through your behemoths, if you got yourself a heter to do it, לצורך איכל נפש, עבד הוא הדין, if you do it with your behemoths, you also have a heter לצורך איכל נפש. So just bring out two nafkiris of the thing. Right. That's by Shvises Behema. Now, Be'etzem, we can clear the same Shaila by Shvises Menoy. We'll soon in a minute bring a right from the Ramban. What is the Gedda when the Torah says, L'sasechom locha ato vincha? First thing you should know, the halacha is, it's Tafka if he does it for the father. If he does it for himself, there's no Issa. The Shvises Benoy is only if you're doing it, the Gemara says, but Oysal Das Oiv. If he's doing the Melacha for the father, then there's a halacha that you're not allowed to do it, Shvises Benoy. Right, so now we can clear the same Shaila.
Does it mean he's instructed by the father, or does it mean the father knows he's going to do it?
The Gemara says that even if the father instructs the father, but even if he's doing it, he feels instructed by the father, it's also part of the Issa. It depends why he's doing it. Is he doing it because he feels the father's telling him to do it or not? Yeah. So now they can clear the same Shabbat Shvises Benoy. When the Torah says that the Torah doesn't want to do melachas through your children, is the pshat the Torah wants the children should have a melucha? Doesn't want you to do melachas, the children shouldn't do melachas? That's one sad. And the other side is no. It's not mitzvah the ketanim. There's no problem. But the Torah doesn't mind. Ketanim can do melachas. The Torah is telling you leisasech melacha ata uvincha. You shouldn't do your melachas not on your own and not through your children. Don't use your children to do your melachas for you. That's it. Makes sense. Now they know. I can't do it. I'll use my children to do it for you. The Torah says no. Don't try and get out of it. The Torah says, don't do the melachas, not yourself, and not don't use your children to do your melachas.
There's enough for a minute, because the time of writing, the be'etzim for the child, it's not Shabbos.
Right, you're half me out already. Okay, right. That's why I want to bring out this nekuda, right? So I want to bring a raya for this, from this in Ramban al Torah is Mefurish, that he speaks about the what the Torah says, what's Gercho? What Gercho is there? What Ger is mitzvah on his own. She says Ramban is talking about a Ger Toishov. He's a goy, but is mitzvah on Zayim mitzvah ben Noach. He's not mitzvah on Shabbos. V'roy choyo sheyazi be'atzmon be'etzem. Oh, what's he say? V'Gercho says. Lonu yitzave shlo yase melocha letzorcheinu kiktanim ukebehimis. He says, Lage is talking about the goyish shovas for himself. He has to do melocha. He's not allowed to do Shabbos. But afilocha is the not every goy. Normal goyim is amir lachem zoni shuos. But ger toishov is the issa the Rambam says issa the raisa. And he said, what is the ger that issa the raisa? Lonu yitzave shlo yase melocha letzorcheinu. We're not allowed to do our melochas. Use a goy, this ger toishav, to am lochas. And he says, he adds in, kektanim ukebehima. So the chor is mefurish in the Ramban, that the geda of shvises bnoi, the geda shvises behima, the geda is, shelo yasem locha litzorcheinu, we're not allowed to use our children to do am lochas for us. Not allowed to use the behemas to do lochas for us, not allowed to use the children to use lochas. Oh, so now, so we know the geda, if this is true, that called Ramban, that the geda am locha is that, the geda is a shvises bnoi is not that the ben should have a shvisa that we don't mind. The ben bets him as himself, it doesn't matter, he might be able to do melachas because he's a cotton. Now, the Torah is telling us that we're not allowed to use our ketanim, our children, to do melachas for us. Oh, so now there can be.
But who says the child is nigger after mother?
Oh, so what? Let's now. We were talking about a case that the mother was in Kaddish Shabbos.
Yeah.
So, put aside this shayla, the cotton, and it's a big shayla, it seems to be, whether the cotton is nigra after the parents or not. So let's say on the side the cotton is not nigra after the parents, right? So he bets him, he can't be makabel Shabbos earlier, he's a cotton, right? He's a cotton. However, it might be still a tzad to say, be enough community, these two tzadim. So it's not Shabbos for the child yet, right? He hasn't been makabel Shabbos, right? But if the issa of doing a melacha of shvises b'noi shat is when I've got my issa, when I'm not allowed to do my melacha, I'm not allowed to do my melacha, not myself, and not to use my children. So what's the difference if it's Shabbos for the child or not? If the issa is on me, I'm not allowed to use my child to do my melacha. So
if God, who's not become a Shabbos yet to do melacha,
you can do that, right? Because he's himself.
Why the child worse?
Oh, the child is worse because the child is not issa as himself. The child is issa as the father, as the mother. They've got issa to do their melachas with their children. They're not. It's like you're not allowed to do, when you're not allowed to do melacha yourself, you're not allowed to do the melacha, use your children to do your melachas. It's not enough coming if it's Shabbos for the child or not. It's issa on the father, he's not allowed to use his child to do a melacha. So it comes out that it'll come, it's a big tzad to be machmir, and lemais, if the mother was mekabel Shabbos, that to tell somebody else she can do that. That's no problem to do. Put on the lights. Or to tell a child, Ben Cotton is like using your child. And as soon as it's melacha, it's a Shabbos ready for the mother, even though it's not called Shabbos to gather the child. But still, I'm using my child to do a melacha for me. That might be included in the issa of shvises benoy, and it might be also. Now, not passing a locha, it's a machlokes apoiskim. The Chavos Yoseh is one. The Sefer Chavos Yoseh says it's worse. Godel is worse than a cotton. He says even though Godel is mutter to do a melacha after Kabbalah Shabbos, but through a cotton you're not allowed to. But Rav Ozan says it can't be. Rav Ozan passes it's not. It's not like that. Oh, I'm just bringing Masbi the tzad, but there's a big tzad to say like the Chavos Yoseh that because Be'etzem the issa of Shvises Benoy is not my own issa. The issa of Shvises Benoy is an issa because of. It's not the cotton's issa. It's issa because of. Because of the father, and the father's not allowed to do his melacha, so it depends whether the Shabbos for the child or not, right? That's the tzad to say the chumrah, which is a big tzad to say the chumrah that after the woman's mekabel Shabbos, she shouldn't use her children to put on the lights for her. Now this shaila betzem, you can take it a bit further. It can be very a negeah. If this is what happens if somebody's, let's say, somebody's in England and he's got a child in America, yeah? And he's got a child in America and he wants him to do a melacha for him there. We want to do it. It's Friday afternoon there in America and here so it's ready Shabbos. Is he allowed to use his children to do a melacha for him or not? right? So if it's like it's properly Shabbos for him. It's not only Kabbalah Shabbos. It's proper Shabbos for him. And the Gabba, the child, it's not Mechlal, Mamash not Shabbos. No, before Plaga Minchi even.
It's the same thing as the child here.
Right. So maybe if for this child, it could be, maybe the Tzad to say it's also. That even though Be'etzim, the child is not Shabbos in America, but since that for me it's Shabbos now, so I'm not, it depends what this is. If the Issa is mitzad, the children, they shouldn't do melachas. The child is not Shabbos.
How do you tell the child in America to do the job for you if you've got no Shabbos?
No, he told him before. He told him. No, he's doing it for the father. Why? Yeah, that's what he's asking. No. Yeah, because she would have remembered before she lied, she would have put the lights on herself. No, it's not the gift, I don't want to buy lights. Why?
Because you case that off.
The woman forgot, yeah.
And now she's the Kabbalah Shabbos. Now she wants to try to do something.
Right.
But yeah,
she's not doing it herself. She bets him before, if she'd remember before, she put the lights on herself.
Yeah,
but they're the same shaylas. No, that's good if they tell them before or afterwards.
But it's not physically possible. So
can I just tell why?
How?
No, you tell before, Friday morning.
So
you tell your child to do a melacha for me on Friday afternoon.
Yeah, but the
shaylas, he's doing the melacha at that time when it's already Shabbos. The ikkah, that is really the shaylas. The shaylas is at the time when he's doing the melacha.
Do
he's doing kol.
Somebody tells somebody on Friday morning to do the melacha in American Shabbos.
Yeah. But it has nothing
to do with the
Mother of the Kabbalah Shabbos, where it's Nagea. Well, in normal cases, that's where it's Nagea, but Kabbalah Shabbos.
Can an American do it by himself, knowing his father will be happy?
By himself, he can do it.
His father needs something done. I'll do it for him.
Oysal, that's obvious. If without him, just for him.
I know he'll be happy. I tell him what Shabbos did it for you.
It could be it's a problem. The Gemara speaks about it. Oysal, that's obvious because he knows his father's going to be happy about it. The Shabbos, is it either the father instructed him, or is it enough that he's doing it for the father and the father's going to be happy?
Goes from America, there's no Shabbos. Tell the children,
Shabbos
already in London, please put on the light. This is the
Shabbos. Well, Miss Finney, but the other way, right. Okay, well, he's asking good Shabbos, but let's first start speak out this way. This way, if it's Shabbos for him in England, can your child in America do your melacha for you? It's also the same Shabbos. If the gedda is that the child is not allowed to do melacha, then lechera he's not Shabbos for him. But if the is for me, I'm not allowed to do, when it's Shabbos for me, I'm not allowed to do my melachas with my children, then even if it's not Shabbos for him, it doesn't matter. Huh?
So
the
goy is the
same. Goy is a big shayla about it. The goy is Amir la'akum, where what is the gedda? Yeah, I know, that's the Ramban's going to get a toy shop. It's not a normal goy. Amir la'akum is normally shus. Now he asked another shayla about what would be the other way around. Can your cotton, when it's Shabbos for the cotton in England, let's say, and the father's in America, can you tell the son to do a melacha for him when it's Shabbos for the child? So you might be right, as Shvisas Benoi, but there might be still be Issa of Sphia, of cotton noicha neveres. You're not allowed to, besides for the Issa Shvisas Benoi, there's the other Issa also, you're not allowed to let a cotton do an Issa. So as that then, Avad will be asked the cotton. You won't be able to gain.
Can I do something for my father who's in Israel? My father is a red Shabbos, but I know he'll be happy if I tell him after Shabbos. Do you know, Friday afternoon, I quickly bought you a gross mitzvah.
Yeah, that is really the shayla. But that's what we're speaking. If the gedda is that you're doing it for the father and it's like the father doing it, then it might be a problem. But again, you're speaking our case, which is not that he's telling him to do it. He'd be happy. Be happy is already another issue. Whether that is that called also included in the issue of Shvisas Benoi. But I'm talking about in the case when he told him to do it, then it's problematic.
The husband do it for the wife.
The husband could do it for the wife.
Yeah,
because he's not. She's not. They're not. You're not mitzvah Shvisas Ishtoi. not so the Shvizan's bylaw. There's no issa. If a wife is in England and her husband's in America, there's no problem for him to do melacha for her, because she's not mitzvah that her husband shouldn't do melachas. The only problem is when he gets to Shvizan's bnoi, that the children, a person might be mitzvah, he shouldn't do his melacha, but he shouldn't use his children for his melachas. And that it's tail on the Shabbos of the parent. If it's a Shabbos for the parent, then he's not allowed to use it. But the other way around, that would be a problem, even though our shvi'is bnoi might not be a problem, but there's other problems. Because of cotton, the stam halacha, you're not allowed to let a cotton do a melacha, as chinuch, and besides that, you're not allowed to tell him, because cotton oichel neil beilis, you're not allowed to machbi a dime. But our stam bring out this nekuda, that they should know that shvi'is bnoi is not sort of, you know, people tend to feel that, you know, you're telling, these cotton, you know, but it can be maybe even worse, sometimes it can be worse than the godl, because the gather by Shabbos of Shvi'is Bnoi is not to do your melachos, not to use your children to do your melachos for you.
I'm going to show you the rest of the world.